I'm Erica Mahoney, and this is StoryCorps Military Voices Monterey Bay. Today, we hear a story from 88-year-old Chet Lowney, who served in the Air Force in the 1950s. He came to the StoryCorps booth to share a story that has stuck with him all these years. It happened in Birkenfeld, Germany. He says he felt lucky to be stationed there.
I felt lucky because the Korean War was still going on, but I didn't know how lucky I would be. Near the end of my service there, and just before rotating home back to the States, our squadron was to take part in a field exercise, which was to include simulated combat maneuvers. Me and another airman were assigned to dig a trench in the hillside and occupy it with a 50 caliber machine gun, modified to fire blanks at the troops advancing up the hill from the forest below. We were being coached by Lieutenant Schultz. My role was to feed the ammo belts into the gun while the other man did the firing. I also had two white phosphorus grenades hanging from my gun belt. The lieutenant told me to throw one of my two grenades while the advancing troops were still out of range. So I unhooked one, pulled the pin, and threw it downhill. The explosion was tremendous and stopped the advancing troops dead in their tracks. It was a sight I'll never forget because it sent up a huge cloud of white phosphorus raining down. Lieutenant Schultz then directed me to give him my second grenade and told me to carry the belts of ammo uphill to the forest behind us. Halfway up the hill, I stopped to watch the lieutenant throw the grenade, expecting to witness another spectacular explosion. But after the lieutenant pulled the pin, he hesitated and dropped down to one knee as though he couldn't let go of the grenade. And then it blew up in his hand. I dropped the belts of ammo from around my shoulders and ran down as my machine gunner came out of the trench running with his clothes on fire from the white phosphorus fallout. Other people were tending to Lieutenant Schultz, so I ran after my gunner, yelling at him to roll on the ground, roll on the ground. Then someone tackled him and tore off his burning clothes. And that's pretty much the end of my story. I don't know if Lieutenant Schultz lived or died because I rotated home to the States a few days later. I know he had a young wife and baby, the same as me. And it should have been me, not him, if it wasn't for the fact that I had chosen the good grenade to throw instead of the defective one. After some 65 years, I still count my lucky stars and wonder if Lieutenant Schultz survived.
That's Chet Lowney of Carmel. He recorded his story at the Veterans Transition Center this summer when the StoryCorps Military Voices Initiative visited the Monterey Bay area. Excerpts were selected and produced by 90.3 KAZU. You can find this and other interviews on our website, kazu.org.